So let's review. Tan Rabban, the Braisa records a machlekes whether Maisa Sheni in Yerushalayim can be used for matzah. Rabbi Yosef Glili says, Maisa Sheni may not be used for matzah. This is derived from the phrase Lechem Oini, which is written with the letter Ayin, but has the same pronunciation as Lechem Oini, written with an Aleph, to teach that matzah must be something that may be eaten by Aninus, whereas Maisa Sheni may not be eaten by Aninus in the state of grief, as it says, Lo echalti ba'ayni mimenu. Rabbi Kiva says, Ma'isa sheni may be used for matzah. This is derived from matzis riba. The Torah repeats the word matzah several times to include Ma'isa sheni. Rabbi Kiva derives two other halachas from the phrase lechem ayni. From the fact that it is written in the Torah without a vav, which can also be read as lechem ani, a poor man's bread, we learn prat le'isa sheni leisha b'yayin b'shemen u'dvash. One cannot fulfill the mitzvah with matzah ashira, that was made with wine, oil, or honey. From the fact that it is read with a vav, lechem oini, we darshan, lechem she'oin alav dvarm habri, as Rashi says, she'goimrim alav is a halal v'oim alav hagada. We recite halal and the hagada over the matzah. The Gemara cites a braisa which quotes a three-way machlokes regarding isa she'nilei she'biyayin v'shemen u'dvash. The fact is that dough made with wine, oil, or honey rises very quickly, much faster than when made with water. Therefore, if one made such dough on Pesach, he must burn it right away. Obviously not on Yom Tov, but on Chol HaMoed. Rav Gamliel holds that it arises so quickly that it's practically impossible to bake it fast enough, and it is certainly chametz. It may be eaten. The Chacham agree that, l'ketchila ein lashon, one should not make such dough, but if he did, it may be eaten. Rabbi Kiva holds that one may make such dough l'ketchila. The Gemara points out that this is in no way a contradiction of that which Rabbi Kiva said earlier regarding matzah ashira, because habiyam tavrishin, habiyam tavsheni. Rabbi Kiva only said that one cannot be yaitz the mitzvah of matzah on the first night of Pesach with matzah ashira, but it may be eaten all Yom Tov. Similarly, Rabbi Shua asked his children to make a matzah kneaded with milk on Pesach, but not on the first night. In light of the Isser to make milchig bread, there are two explanations to this story. Either it was not made with milk, but with honey, or ke'ein tu'ashari. When the bread is made in small quantities, like the size of an ox's eye, it is mutter to make it milchig. The above braisa concludes, v'shavin, she'ein lashon esi'isa b'peishon. All agree that one may not need dough for matzah with lukewarm water. The Gemara asks, ma'ish no me'menachis? Why does the Mishnah say, kol ha'menachis nileishis b'peishon, u'misham min shalei chamtzu, that karbanis mincha, which also must not be chametz, may be kneaded with warm water? The Gemara answers, im amr b'zrizin, yemr b'she'en z'rizin, since the kneading of the karbanis mincha are done in the Beis HaMikdash, even if not always by kahanim, we can be confident that they will be sure and they'll be extra careful to make sure it does not become chametz. Regular matzah on Pesach is made by everybody. We do not allow lesisa, soaking the grain that recovered mincha, because Ein b'zrizin, v'lo b'makom z'rizin. It is done neither by kehanim nor in the Beis HaMikdash. We allow the sisa of the mincha sa'imer because it is a carbon sibber and overseen by Bezdin. The Gemara then moves on to discuss matzah made from grain of bikur. First, the Braisa records a machlekes how we know that one cannot fulfill the mitzvah on the first night of Pesach with matzah that was made from bikur. Rabbi Yosef Glili learns this halach from the pasuk that says, "B'chol moshrei seichem toichlu matzahs," which strongly implies that matzah has to be made from something that may be eaten anywhere. And since bikur must be eaten in Yerushalayim, it cannot be used for matzah. Rabbi Kiva initially holds that it is due to the connection between matzah and mar. Just like mar cannot be bikurim, because none of the seven minim that Eretz Yisrael is praised with can be used for mar, so too matzah cannot be made from bikurim. Ultimately, though, Rabbi Kiva retracts and agrees with Rabbi Yosef Glili. Second, the Braisa rules that one can be yoitz in the mitzvah with matzah made from Maaser Sheni and derives it from matzahs riba. The fact that the Torah uses the word matzah several times, even though Maaser Sheni, like Bikurim, may only be eaten in Yerushalayim, Umarisul Rabbis Maaser Sheni relates to Bikurim. The Gemara asks, what made us decide to use matzahs riba to allow Maaser Sheni, while B'chamash HaZechem Teichel Matzahs exclude Bikurim? Perhaps we should say the opposite, include Bikurim and exclude Maaser Sheni. After all, they're similar in that neither may be eaten outside of Yerushalayim. The Gemara answers that according to Rabbi Elazar, there is a possible circumstance in which Maaser Sheni can be eaten outside of Yerushalayim. If Maaser Sheni becomes tamei, it may not be eaten. but it can be redeemed in Yerushalayim, and once the kedusha was transferred to the money, the food may be eaten even outside of Yerushalayim. However, bikurim can never be eaten outside of Yerushalayim. The Gemara explains that Rabbi Yisrael Glili did not use the term lechem oini to disqualify bikurim, as he did in the beginning of the staff to disqualify Maaser Sheni, because he holds like Reb Shimon that an oinin may eat bikurim. The Gemara explains the machlokes. The Rabbanan hold that an oinin is also to eat bikurim, because the Torah mentions it together with Maaser Sheni, which an oinin may not eat. Reb Shimon holds an oinin is mutter to eat bikurim, because the Torah calls it truma, and an oinin may eat truma. The fact that the Torah says, v'samacht b'chol ha'toiv, in the context of bikurim, does not teach that bikurim have to be eaten when an individual is happy, excluding an oinin, but that bikurim are eaten at a time in the calendar of Simcha, specifically between Shavuos and Sukkos, which is the time of the harvest. The daf concludes with a braisa that learns a different halacha from the phrase lechem oini. Tanu Rabban, lechem oini parat l'chalik v'l'shashia. Lechem oini teaches that matzah cannot be made in a very rich way, like scalded bread or a very large loaf. However, it does not have to be coarse either, because the words matzahs teach, afilik matzahs shel shleima, we can have matzahs of a quality that would be fit for shleima hamelech.